KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A dense fog advisory continues. Cloudy skies expected and foggy today with rain mix with freezing rain likely.
Highs level off around 35. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated showers tonight, lows around 32, cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
A message from Cover Kansas. Don't lose Medicaid coverage in 2023. CanCare members need to update and verify their contact information. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your info today. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Robin Arnold, a graduate of Osborne High School and Cloud County Community College, has been promoted to Lieutenant. Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Eric Smith announced this month. Arnold will serve as the Professional Standards Unit Compliance and Audit Lieutenant. Arnold joined the Kansas Highway Patrol in 1999 as a member of Class Number 34. Her first duty station was Saline County and Troop C. In 2005, Arnold transferred to Troop J, the Kansas Highway Patrol Training Academy, where she became a technical trooper. She held various instructor roles for the academy. 2019, she transferred to Public and Governmental Affairs, where she helped establish and maintain the Kansas Highway Patrol Training Academy and Communications Accreditation Programs for the Patrol's Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. Arnold graduated from Cloud County Community College with an associate's degree in criminal justice. More than 21,000 lung cancer deaths a year are from exposure to radon gas, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Nebraska is third in the nation with the potential for high radon levels behind Iowa and Pennsylvania. The most vulnerable area in Nebraska is the eastern third of the state due to a layer of rock closer to the surface compared to other areas of the country. Governor Jim Pillen wants to raise awareness of the danger of radon gas poisoning and share the action Nebraskans can take to reduce risk of exposure to radon. Pillen signed a proclamation at the state capitol earlier this month declaring January as Radon Action Month. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General's Office say radon poisoning is the second leading cause of lung cancer, topped only by cigarette smoking. Smoking and secondhand smoke combined with exposure to high radon levels increase the risk of lung cancer. Radon is a naturally occurring odorless and radioactive gas which can get trapped in homes and other buildings. Any home in any state, with or without a basement, new or old, can have high levels of radon. Radon levels are often the highest in basements and lower levels. Testing is the only way to know if radon is present in homes and other buildings. There are two types of radon test kits, short-term kits that measure radon for 2 to 90 days, giving quick results, or long-term kits that measure radon for more than 90 days and give an average level of radon gas year-round. That story posted at our website, katiecutch94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling and parenting classes, 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmond Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Speaking of radon, it is Kansas Radon Action Month. Come learn about your risk from radon in your home with the Post-Truck Extension District. Coming up this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. at the First Bank of Beloit, a light lunch will be provided. If unable to attend in person, a virtual attendance option is available. To register, call 524-4432. Knights of Columbus having their annual free throw competition. It'll be this Sunday, January 28th, St. John's Gymnasium. Doors open at noon for registration. Competition starts at 1 p.m. That's for boys and girls ages 9 to 14.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
They get it into Timberlake. He'll dribble out the final 2 seconds, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. Kansas bounces back again. Bill Self now 118-18 coming off a loss.
Well, much more on KU's win coming up in this sportscast. Also, the K-State women on the road in Waco in a big game on Monday night. We have a look at local sports, some results from makeup basketball and wrestling on Monday in the area. Also, a preview of high school hoops tonight. And Joel Embiid with a career high in the NBA on Monday night. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports, high school wrestling, Superior, Nebraska make up on Monday. And the individual side of things on the boys' side, Parker Hutchinson of Smith Center took the gold medal at 150 pounds. Second place finish for Grant Middleton of Osborne at 215. And Dominic Kattenberg finished third for Smith Center in that weight class. Individually on the girls' side, a first place finish for Casey Harrodsburg of Smith Center at 190. Osborne gets a couple second place finishes. Kate Kendig at 110 and Cheyenne Knoll at 135. And Sadie Ladown finished in third for Smith Center at 235. You can find the complete results at ncksports.com. For more on high school wrestling, we have our locker room chats today. They'll be on Z96.3 Through the Lake shortly after 5 o'clock, so be listening to those. You can also catch them online at kdcountry94.com. We've moved into Z96.3 due to a change in our high school basketball schedule for today that you'll hear about momentarily. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center Wrestling coming up on Z96.3 this evening. Again, a little after 5 o'clock, be listening for those as we'll chat there, and you can always catch them online again at kdcountry94.com. High school hoops on Monday. Rock Hills getting a split at Lawrence Nelson, Nebraska. The Rock Hills girls winning 51-30. Bethany Simulink was 17. Hallie Meisner added 16. And the boys game, Lawrence Nelson winning 47-23. Sylvan Lucas sweeping Natoma on Monday night. The girls game 72-11 to the Lady Mustangs. And the Mustang boys won 48-16. High school basketball continuing on KD Country 94, Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel today and this evening on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Lakeside is at Lincoln in the MPL. Despite the fact that Lakeside was closed due to the conditions on the road this morning, they are still playing this game, but it will be varsity only. So we'll have pregame coverage at 3:50, tip-off at 4 o'clock for the girls and the boys game to follow on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. And then on Z96.3 Through the Lake, pregame is slated for 5:50. As the Trojans are hosting Sacred Heart in NCAA action. Also today, still on the schedule as of now, Rock Hills at Tescott, St. John's Tipton hosting Bennington, Sylvan Lucas at Southern Cloud, Pike Valley at Thunder Ridge has been postponed. We're still awaiting word on Smith Center at Hill City. You can find full schedules, and we update them as we get them at ncksports.com. Once again, on KD Country 94, the Lakeside Knights are at Lincoln for an MPL showdown this afternoon and evening. Girls game, Lakeside 3-6, 2-2 in the MPL, while Lincoln is just 1-6 and 0-2 in the league. In the second game of the doubleheader, the Lakeside boys are 6-3, 3-1 in the MPL. Lincoln enters at 2-5 and 0-2 with some close losses this season. Knights coach Drew Dusky with the key to the matchup tonight.
It's going to come down to how intense we want to play defense and our aggressiveness, trying to get to the basket and get to the foul line. And hopefully, you know, we can start playing some good basketball and get back on the winning track.
I'll have the call from Lincoln this afternoon and evening again on KD Country 94 pregame around 3:50 and tip off at 4 for the girls' contest with the boys to follow. On Z96.3 Through the Lake, the Beloit Trojans are on the court against Sacred Heart. Both teams finished second in the Orange and Black Classic in Colby for Beloit Saturday. In the girls' game, the Lady Trojans 7-4, 2-1 in the NCAA, while the Lady Knights are 5-4 and 0-2. In the boys' contest, a big matchup. Both teams are unbeaten in the league. Trojans 10-1 overall, 3-0 in the NCAA. Sacred Heart comes in at 9-0 and 2-0. Wade Gerstner has a call with Sacred Heart at Beloit tonight on Z96.3 Through the Lake in the Beloit Trojan Channel. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50. As heard at the beginning of the sports cast, it was a grind, but the 7th-ranked KU men's basketball team picked up a 74-69 win over Cincinnati at Allen Fieldhouse Monday night. KU had a 12-point lead early in the game, but the Bearcats were able to come back to tie it at 35 by halftime. With a 7-point lead late, Johnny Furphy made a huge three with 2:03 left, put the Jayhawks up 10. Cincinnati scored two straight baskets to cut the lead to 6, but the Jayhawks were able to make 7 of 8 free throws down the stretch to finish off the 5-point win. Furphy had a career high with 23 points and 11 rebounds, a double-double. Kevin McCullough added 20 in the the win, KU coach Bill Self on that victory.
We actually did a lot of good things. I thought we guarded well. I thought we had a hard time guarding a couple of their actions, which they probably scored 10 or 12 points on at least. And then they missed some open shots on similar type actions. But all in all, it's a great win. You know, Hunter playing out of foul trouble, Kevin not being healthy, and relying on a freshman to do a lot of good things was pretty special.
Kansas is now 6-3, 4-2 in the Big 12 since he dropped to 13-6 and 2-4 in the conference. Tonight in Big 12 men's hoops, four games on the schedule. Texas at number 11, Oklahoma. West Virginia heads to UCF at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, number 4, Houston is at number 21, BYU. And TCU goes to Oklahoma State.
Got to make sure a three-point shooter can shoot it.
And the rejection by Glennon, that's going to do it. What a comeback by Jeff Mitty's squad. The second game without Aoka Lee and the second game that they've been able to win.
After climbing all the way to number 4 in the AP rankings this week, K-State got off to a slow start against number 13 Baylor Monday night in Waco, trailing by as many as 13 in the first half and 39-30 at halftime. However, the Wildcats put the clamps on Baylor's offense in the second half, holding the Bears to just 16 points and scoring 28 of their own on their way to a 58-55 victory. With the absence of Aoka Lee, Eliza Maupin was huge off the bench with a career-high 16 points and 9 rebounds. Serena Sundell and Gabby Gregory each added 16 as well. K-State's now 19-1 overall and 8-0 in the Big 12. Baylor fell to 15-3 and 4-3 in the conference.
68 points in a game. Chance at 70. Embiid.
76ers center Joel Embiid set the franchise record with a career-high 70 points in a 133-123 win over the Spurs Monday night. Embiid was 24-41 from the floor and 21-23 from the free throw line. Also set a career-high with 18 rebounds. Also Tuesday night in the NBA, Karl Anthony Towns set the Timberwolves franchise record with 62 points, but Minnesota lost 128-125 at home to the Hornets. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.